produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Matthew chapter 9, and we are going to read Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. This very story here, my theme this morning is who touched me? Who touched me? So in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, the Bible says, suddenly a woman, hallelujah, no name of, to show you that this thing is really suddenly. Nobody knew where she came from. In fact, the people there thought she was a nobody. Suddenly, a woman who had a flow, an issue of blood, for 12 years, came from behind and touched hem of his garment. What is it about the hem of his garment that this woman came and touched the hem of his garment? Why is it that nobody else touched the hem of his garment? Let me back up a bit, because I like telling stories, you know, Bible story. Jesus was approached, if you start from the previous verses, Jesus was approached by a man called Jairus. And Jairus' daughter has been sick. This daughter is 12 years old. Hallelujah. 12 is a number of order. Divine order. It is no coincidence that this woman also had suffered for 12 years. So you see 12 years here, 12 years here. I see God putting order in your life. Where the enemy has brought disorder, we serve a God of divine order. Whatever the enemy has disorganized in your life, God says, I am putting order. 12 years. And that Jesus was going with this man who was crying, oh, my daughter, 12 years is at the point of death. That means that this child is about to die. It's urgent. It's urgent. Jesus, I send them. Get to leave. Oh, okay, let me not speak because America. Please come. He was like, this man had no time to waste. No time. And then Jesus, because of the urgency, followed this man. As they were going, the Bible said, great crowd and multitude. Now let me say this, beware of crowd. You know, the devil wants our lives to be crowded. So much crowded that we can't even see Jesus. This crowd, I don't even know what they're there for. They just crowd everywhere following Jesus. But only one man, Jairus, had an assignment with Jesus. They were going, And the Bible said the crowd followed. Because the enemy sometimes works through the crowd to discourage you. If you notice in the Bible, majority of the time when people want miracles, the crowd will stop them. When the blind Bartimaeus was screaming, shouting, "Jesus, have mercy on me," the crowd said, "Hey, keep quiet, you want bread. You want bread from this man." And then, when Jesus was about to raise Lazarus, the crowd came. He said, "All of you, out. I don't want crowds in my life. All I want to see is Jesus. All I need is Jesus. He's a personal God. Don't be lost in the crowd. Don't be part of the crowd. Stand out for Jesus. Be a Jairus. I want to stand for Jesus." Only Jairus got Jesus' attention. Does it mean that the crowds don't have problems? They do. But the crowd, they crowded the whole place. God is not interested in the crowd. Be a personal worshiper. A personal race. And Jairus was going with Jesus. He was so happy now. Jesus is going to his house. As they were going, because it's urgent, the Bible said, suddenly. Suddenly from nowhere, here comes this woman with the issue of blood and interrupted the process or the procession. She wasn't going to miss that opportunity. Jesus was not in her business. Jesus was going with Jairus. And here comes, listen, God is saying you must learn how to seize the moment. You must have revelation on how to know the times that God has brought around you. There are many people that are in Christ, but they can't see Him. There are many people that are under the cloud of glory, but they miss the moment. This woman seized the moment. So how did she get there? The Bible says now that this woman had a flow, had an issue for 12 years again. Because Jesus was going to deal with a 12-year person issue. Here comes a woman that also has 12-year issue. Because the devil is author of confusion. The devil has brought disorder in their lives. And Jesus, who understood the spiritual principle of 12, he knew that this is a season to bring order in the lives of these people. So the woman came and said, "If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole." Jesus, let me tell you, there is no preacher that can preach than you yourself. There is no preacher that can preach to you than the one you preach to yourself. There is nobody that can tell you the truth except the one you tell yourself. So this woman, by the way, from the biblical description, she was well-to-do. You know, there are those who can't even go to hospital. She went to the nicest hospitals. She went to the best doctors. She went from hospital for that 12 years. For somebody to be spending money for that long, it means that person must be wealthy. But the Bible says she spent all and got worse. She spent all and got worse. There are times God will leave you until you've exhausted everything you have to hold. Because He wants you to hold onto Him. He wants you to hold onto His garment. Everything. You know, this God is amazing. Yeah. Sometimes when you are on your own and you are busy. He says, wait. I know when to step in. He always steps in when you are empty. When you have emptied yourself, you empty yourself. God is always looking for empty vessel. He will use His power and His glory to fill that void. This woman was busy spending. And you know, when I look at this woman, I realize that she was a Christian, a believer. She was a believer. Because it is not everybody that will survive what she survived.
Yeah.
For that long, she had faith in God. There are many exceptional qualities that kept her up until that time.
Yeah.
Now, let me back up a bit to give you a little bit of idea or synopsis of the tradition of those days. There are things we read without understanding the tradition of those days, how difficult it is. Because we think, oh, it's very easy. Oh, she said, let me go and touch. How dare you to even come out? According to the Levitical tradition, in those days, when somebody is sick, like a woman has issue of blood or is a leprous person and so on and so forth, that person is ceremonially declared unclean. You see, being unclean is not when you have sinned, eh? The person is condemned. You are unclean by law. And that person is not supposed to interact with people. So we know that this woman was living in isolation. That person is not supposed to touch anybody, even her family members. Why? Because if she touches that person becomes unclean. In fact, if she was a wicked person, she would go and be, let me go and touch all this man and carry this uncleanness I give to them. And that is it. If she touches you, and because of that, they are banished. You don't even come out. And if you are coming out, you'll be ringing a bell. Unclean. Unclean. Like the lepers. So that people will not come near them to be contaminated. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
What a loving Father we have.
Oh, Jesus.
Unclean.
Oh.
And you can't even touch her. So they touch it both ways. But she said to herself, that is why that touch is very important, to understand that touch. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. Why the hem? Because she understood. That's why she's a Christian. In the book of Malachi, the last chapter there, it says that for unto us that call his name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Healing in his wing. His garment of healing. Hallelujah. The garment of righteousness. The robe of righteousness. And she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, that's all I need. That's all I need. That's all I need. That's all I need. If I touch the hem of his garment, that's all I need. And God led her to spend all. Because God was saying, I want to show you that I'm a miracle working God. I want to give you a living testimony. I want to change your story. The enemy may have spoken, but I want to change your story. The enemy may have written it. I want to rewrite your story. I don't care what people have called you. I don't care the names they've called you. God is about to change your story. He's the changing changer. Hallelujah. And people call her names. You know, I don't know if you've ever lived a life of loneliness where nobody is there. You see, this is the devil's plan. His plan is to get you isolated.
Yeah.
Notice that when somebody has a problem, he'll go and lock himself in the house. He can't even answer phone. Let's go out. Oh. We're not even talking about church. The person is isolated. And then depression comes because the devil wants to kill you there. He knows that once you come out of isolation, you will hear a song that says, he's a mighty warrior, great. Then you say, oh, God is still there. This woman was in isolation for 12 years. She couldn't even go to church. Because how dare you come to church? Because you are unclean. But now she became a messenger herself. I'm going to show you quickly some of the qualities that God wants us to tap. Let me use the word tap, since they are saying tap, tap, tap. That God wants us to tap from this woman. Hallelujah. Because whenever you come out of isolation into the house of God, that is where your victory lies. Whenever you come, she knew that in his presence there is liberty. In his presence there is deliverance. And then she began to preach to herself, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. How can I see this Jesus? No one knows how long she must have been waiting, hoping that she will hear that Jesus is passing by. And that day, Jesus is rushing with Jairus to his house. Poor Jairus. While this woman was busy with Jesus, the daughter died. And Jairus was crying, divine delay. For every good thing that come your way, there's a process that sometimes you don't even understand it. What is happening? I am following Jesus. All of a sudden, what is going on? I'm looking at Jairus and thinking, what could have been going through his mind? What kind of God is this? We were supposed to be going to my house. All of a sudden, you stop and he's busy attending to this woman's long story. He was told that the daughter is dead. But Jairus did not give up. He stood there. I will wait until my turn comes. I will wait until my change comes. Jairus stood there. I'm going nowhere. It is God or nothing. My turn is coming. You see, he's a God of 10 by 10. This woman stole the show. So Jairus has to wait. It was a test. Because what if Jairus had gone? So Jesus kept Jairus waiting. This God is an amazing God. He can move you from the back row to the front row. Hallelujah. You see, he's a God that controls time. That is why the Bible says, suddenly this woman stepped into the flow. She moved from the wrong flow to the right flow. Where the Spirit of God is on the move, where the blood of Jesus from the fountain of the cross of Calvary was flowing, she knew that there was the right kind of flow that comes through Emmanuel's veins. And she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah. Now, watch this. Each time you read the Bible and there's no name, God wants you to put yourself there. The important person is not the woman. The important person is Jesus. Did you see? The glory belongs to Jesus. The honor belongs to Jesus. As I close this morning, because of time, I'm going to show you some of the things that we can tap. I wrote the word tap from this woman. You can write it down as we close. It will help you in your spiritual walk with God. So we said the woman of faith, her faith was extraordinary. You know why her faith was extraordinary? She had nothing to fall back on. No job, no family, no friends, no helper. Her faith was extraordinary. She realized the Lord is my helper. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Man may not help me. Doctors may not help me. My friends may not help me. The society may not help me. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Hallelujah. She realized that scripture, that my help comes from the Lord. Psalm 121. So, one of the turning points in the life of this woman was that she knew the source of her help. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I know. You need to know the source of your help. The source of your provision. The source of your supply. The source of your healing. Praise God. Your source is not your banker. Your source is not your job. Your source is not your business. Your source is not your finance, because they come and go. That's why she spent all she has. Because if her source was there, she could have gotten help. She didn't get help. Oh, hallelujah. The next thing is that she had revelation of God's word. She had knowledge and revelation. Now, let me say this. There are those that have knowledge of the word, but they don't have revelation. Don't only stay on the knowledge. You need the revelation of the word. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And this word was God. With him was everything made. And apart from him was nothing made. So the word of God is all that we need. Is hidden in the word. That's the revelation of the word of God. In the word is our healing. In the word is our protection. In the word is our salvation. In the word is our revelation. She had a revelation of the word. And she knew that Jesus is the living word. He is the healer. Doctors may not help me. Jesus is the healer. So that was the revelation the woman had. Not just knowledge, but insight. She could see what others did not see. Because there are those that are crowding and following Jesus they didn't see. There are those touching the garment, but they didn't get anything. Hallelujah. Does it mean that there were nobody touching the garment? Many people were touching the garment and nothing. But how is it that she touched the garment and something happened? I'm going to show you. Because you can be in church for years and nothing happens in your life. But when you have revelation like this woman, miracle is released. Hallelujah. Somebody say revelation. Now the next thing about this woman, I'll give you two more, is that she had resilience. Resilience is that ability not to give up. Resilience is that ability to look towards God no matter what. No matter what you feel, resilience is that ability not to quit. Determination to see a change in your life. The doctor may have spoken. Last Wednesday or so, somebody called me from a hospital. What's it called? Florida Hospital. And was telling me the report of the doctor. It was not a good news. I said to him, you know what? The doctor is not lying. But the Bible has the final say. The word of God has the final say. In the hospital, you can never get healing. What you get is recovery, or you get cured. Only Jesus can heal. You can't say, doctor can't tell you, go to the hospital and get healed. No. Come and be treated. So I said to him, you need to move from treatment to healing. Because the Bible says he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulder. By his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. So this woman, she was resilient. Her mind was renewed. She was not thinking about her problem. She was thinking about solution. She was thinking about the miracle, what God can do. She was thinking about the breakthrough. She was seeing herself healed and restored. She was seeing herself the way God sees her. That was why she had the guts to come out even. Because to come out is not easy. Somebody say, come out. Sometimes you need to come out anyways. Confront the devil eyeball to eyeball. When you come out, the devil said, did she come out? Somebody must have told her the truth. Because the devil operates in ignorance. To keep us suppressed by fear. Fear of failure, fear of whatever. That is number one enemy you conquer within you. And you come out from that wrong mindset. Come out of this negative mindset. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. The woman has to come out of tradition that says that she can't even come out. She had to come out of the religious laws of the day that called her unclean. She said, no, I am not unclean. I am coming out. I am coming out of these circumstances. I am coming out of this situation. I am coming out of this predicament. Satan, enough is enough. I am taking back my joy. I am taking back my testimony. I am taking back my healing and restoration. She made up her mind, she's coming out. That's number one thing she has to overcome. Because it's not easy to come out. Nobody was there to encourage her. Oh my dear, it shall be well. Because they're all running away. Because of being unclean. And then she came out. Hallelujah. She came out. I could see this woman. A nobody walking majestic. People are looking. She's up. Sometimes you close your ears to what people are saying. But close your ears. Focus on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. She kept moving. She kept moving. She kept moving. Jesus was on the move. She was on the move. Jesus was on the move. She was on the move. Jesus was on. Can I tell you something? Jesus was not even moving to her. Jesus was not moving towards her. But she was on the move anyways. I will move unto what God has for me. I will possess my possession. I am going into the enemy's camp. I am going into the enemy's camp. The priest and the high priest were all looking. Oh, where is she going? Somebody help, where is she going? She kept moving. And when she came, there was a problem. Because the crowd is everywhere. The same crowd again. Any of those crowds she touched is unclean. But she said, no, the Lord cannot stop me. I've gotten this far by faith. I've come too far to go back. Sometimes tell yourself, I've come too far to go back. The only movement is forward. Satan, you could have stopped me before passing my door. Now that I'm here, I can see Jesus. I'm not going anywhere. I can't go back. No turning back. No turning back. I don't care what people may say. No turning back. Out of my way. She would have shoved all those useless crap. Give me crowd out of the way. I'm here for serious business. And she touched the hem of his garment. That was resilient faith. Faith that is very, very active. It's not a dead faith. You don't tell me you have faith and I don't see the action. I don't see the work. If you have faith, let's see the action. People who have faith come to church. Even if you are, I don't know who I was speaking to the other day. She said she's sick. It's a new somebody I'm discipling, a new family. I said, oh, you're sick. Don't you know who heals you? And you know the funny thing? The person telling me that they are sick, they are in their business place. The family. I said, you are in your business place. Why don't you go and serve God? Was sick. It wasn't like, oh, God has healed her. Oh, let me, where is Jesus? She could have been rolling on the floor in pains and travail. Perhaps she can't even stand. But she says, I am going anyway. I'll keep moving. Sinner, you stopped me for too long. I'll keep moving. I don't care about this pain. This pain won't stop me. You can serve God with your pains. Hey, hey, hey. God tell me you are waiting for your change to come. Yeah. Carry that change and all the problem and come to Jesus. Yeah. He even said, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah. He didn't say, oh, angels, please go and supply him first. Deal with his issue so that he can come. He said, come unto me, all who are weary. He's expecting you anyways. He's expecting you. You say, pastor, I don't have a job. He's expecting you. I am sick. He's expecting you. Doctors, don't come to your house. No matter how sick you are, the doctor is too busy. He's there in his office. Come. Come, isn't it? Upon that, you are going to pay as well. You're going to pay what he said. Come. But Jesus, the doctor of doctors, he said, in your weakness, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because you can see Jesus. And finally, oh Jesus. For me, this is the best. When we get to heaven, there are people that will be my friends. This woman, I will ask angels, Angel Gabriel, who is the record, please show me this woman, where is she? Because maybe I won't know her. I want to be her friend. Do you know why? Her confession. I've never seen a preacher like this woman. She said, if you read the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they recorded this story. And it says that she said to herself, in the original translation, the Bible, it means she kept saying. She said over and over, again and again, again and again. She kept saying it. She kept saying it. Because your flesh will always be speaking back to you. Your mind will always be speaking back to you. So she kept saying it. She kept saying it. It was a continuous confession. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Whenever I see thee, Jesus, wherever you are, Jesus, unless I haven't seen you, if I touch the hem of your garment, I'll be healed. She wasn't waiting for Jesus to come and heal her. She said, if only I can touch. Now, the power of her confession was what opened the door. The power of her confession. That is why in your family, don't be among those that call your children whatever. Because the devil might take it and accuse you. But the devil cannot accuse this woman, because she was speaking the truth of God's word. If I touch the hem of his garment, I may not be well now. She had hope in her faith. One of the things that can carry your faith far is hope. Because faith may not be now. Your faith may be tomorrow, next tomorrow. But faith, hope becomes the transport that carries that faith. As long as your faith is there, hope keeps you going. Hope keeps you going. That is why the Bible said that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for. If I touch the hem of his garment, Monday, Tuesday, every day, every week, she had hope that carried her faith until Jesus showed up. And she ran. That is why the Bible says suddenly. Because it was abrupt. She didn't plan it. It was spontaneous. She heard Jesus was passing. Suddenly, she said, now is my time. Now is my turn. I'm not going to wait for this moment to pass me by. I can't afford to miss this moment. This is what I've been waiting for. And she kept her confession. Oh, this is amazing. There is power in your confession. Don't always be negative about situation, because God doesn't see things the way we see things. Hallelujah. He doesn't see. God doesn't see problem. You are a child of God and all you see is problem. No. God sees light. He sees solution. He doesn't see impossibility. God sees possibility. When you are faced with impossibility, tell yourself, I serve a God of possibility. Hallelujah. So there is power in your confession, and your confession is a direct reflection of your faith. Praise God. And I didn't know I've got more. She was a prayer warrior. I know. This woman was an intercessor. She was, her prayer is what kept her. Now let me tell you one thing about prayer. Listen attentively. Listen here. There's some problem that may not go away immediately. Guard your loins. Get ready to go through it. The Israelites had to go through the wilderness. But do you know what will keep you? It's prayers. It's prayers. It's prayers that will sustain you in that problem, in that situation. And it will not overwhelm you. That is why David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. The shadow of death is not a good place. But he said, I walk through it. Your prayer sustains you in that period until your salvation comes, until your change comes, until your miracle comes. So this woman's prayers could have been what sustained her for 12 years. She did not lose her prayer life. Hallelujah. And as we close this morning, I want to focus on Jesus. Oh, what a loving God. Did you know that Jesus knows all the things this woman went through? Jesus knew that this woman shouldn't even come out. As a priest, he could have like, hey, don't touch my garment, I will be unclean. Oh. If you know the love of God, he stood there. He suspended everything. He was not ashamed to identify with this woman who the society has excommunicated. Jesus deliberately stood there so that the accusers will see, so that the gossipers and the backbiters will see, so that those that condemn her and cast on will see that this woman's story is about to change. Everybody was shocked because they know that Jesus could identify with this woman was uncommon. What a loving God. Through Jesus, we see grace. Because of who you are.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.